We all know people with that my way or the highway attitude. Delightful, aren't they? But truth be known, there's a bit of that streak in each one of us. Question is, what do you do about it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at your life from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you wrap your heart around the amazing, powerful, life-transforming love of God for you through Jesus Christ. Now, we all know people in life who are the sort of people who dominate. They rule the roost. It has to be done their way. It's my way or the highway. You know the sort. If you close your eyes, you can just picture their angry faces. It's all kind of wrapped up in an inherent selfishness, an underlying belief that, well, I'm at the center of the universe. Life is all about my needs, gratifying my senses. Those kinds of people, to tell you the truth, are right proper pains in the neck. But you know, if the real truth be known, there's a bit of that in each of us, to a greater or lesser extent. We all want our own way. We all want it done my way. In fact, let's face it, there's a my way or the highway streak in each one of us. The question is, what to do about it? Our lives are all full of paradoxes. When you look at family or work or finances or leisure or what's going on in our spirits or our behaviour, there are so many areas of paradox, so many areas where it should be satisfying, but it's not. It should work, but it's not. We have so much, yet something's missing. And those contradictions, those paradoxes, are like a tension inside. We can ignore them. We can hope that they're going to go away. But the reality is, they don't. Today and over the next few days, we're going to confront and unpack some of those paradoxes, not in a preachy kind of way, but together, look at it from a different perspective. The my way or the highway attitude is one of those areas. And there are two manifestations of that. One of them is arrogance, the blatant self-centeredness. You know, at home, at work, to tell you the truth, I see it in churches. We have a basic model in our heads that says, there's the universe, and I'm at the center of the universe. And everything is supposed to come my way, and happen my way, and gratify me. Theologians call that original sin. This is what they're talking about. I was on the bus the other day, and I saw a little toddler, a two-year-old. Right? And this two-year-old was rebelling against Dad because the two-year-old did not want to sit on this seat. She wanted to sit on that seat. It is in our DNA. The other way that it pops up, though, is a little bit more subtle. It's in ugly duckling syndrome. It's being the perpetual victim. I was having lunch with a man, and he was talking about his wife. And he said, look, you know, her parents never supported her. They never went to any of her sporting events or her concerts when she was at school. She was even in hospital recently, and they didn't come and visit her. Is it surprising that that woman has low self-esteem? Not at all. And so people can end up with the sort of I'm an ongoing victim attitude. I'm going to be a victim, whether you like it or not. So whether it's the road rage model or the perpetual victim model, you don't have to be Einstein to figure it out, do you? Society says you can have it all, you can be it all as long as you buy this car or spend your money on this. And the two ways that that works out is the me thing or the I'll never make it. I'll never be good enough. The paradox is that it doesn't work. It should work, but it doesn't work. And we go on kidding ourselves. We have this template of who we are dropped onto our skulls, and we ignore the consequences. I was recently buying a colour laser printer for home. I do a lot of work at home, send a lot of mail out, and so I needed a colour printer. There were two brands, Brand A and Brand B. Brand A was the cheaper one. It was only $1,600 up front. Brand B was over $3,000 up front, almost twice as much. Which one do you buy? Well, Brand A, of course, right? It's cheaper. Problem is, it's not just about the upfront cost. With laser printers, there are consumables. There's the cartridges that go inside them, and that costs a lot of money. You do a comparison between Brand A and Brand B, and over 3 years printing 7,000 pages a month, which is roughly what I do, the difference in consumable costs is $18,000. 18 grand over the life of the printer. Which one do you buy? By the way, the more expensive one, which has the cheaper consumable costs, also has better print quality. So which one do you buy? Do you buy the one that's cheaper up front, or do you worry about the cost and the quality over the life of the printer? It's a bit of a no-brainer, isn't it? Brand B is obviously the one that you want to buy. The immediate cost is not the only thing that's important. It's the impact over the total life. Yet, we normally focus on the immediate. We normally focus on the upfront. The immediate reaction would be buy the cheaper one, instead of looking at the life, quality and outcomes. And then we look at Jesus kind of suspiciously and we turn away from that stuff, follow me, because we go, well, what's it going to cost me? You know, what's it going to cost? I was talking to a friend who has an employee. This friend of mine is a Christian, the employee is not. And the employee said to him, I could never become a Christian because I'd have to change my lifestyle. But what's the cost of that lifestyle? What's the cost over the life of the item of that lifestyle? And of course, our lives are not like laser printers. We use them for 3 years, we change them, maybe we get another one. Our lives are a one-off event on this planet. What's the total cost? I know people who say, I am a Christian. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus died for them, but it's never dropped into their hearts. It's never changed their behavior. It's never made a difference to how they live their lives, because they're still carrying the old template around in their head. They're still carrying the road rage Ronnie or the perpetual victim mentality around in their lives. Is that you? Are you struggling with this? Let me ask you, what's it costing you? What's it costing you in relationships? What's it costing you in joy? What's it costing you in the richness of your life to be living like this? And is it time to take a stock, like I did with a printer, and say, am I focusing too much on the short-term cost of change? Am I just focusing on, well, I think it'd be too hard to change. I don't think I really want to change much. Come on. You can pay $1,600 for brand A and pay an extra $18,000 over the life, or you can pay $3,000 up front, get a payback within a few weeks, and get better quality printing. Which one are you going to buy? Jesus said, come and follow me. Come on. Come and follow me. Take up your cross. Well, that's a picture of there's going to be a cost. There are going to be some things we're going to have to change. You know, from $1,600 for brand A to $3,000 for brand B, the difference is $1,400, right? That's the difference. That's the difference in the upfront cost. And when we look at a life just mumbling along, doing what we always do, compared to the other brand, which is a life with Jesus, which is better quality and a better outcome, is there a choice, really? Are we kidding ourselves that we just want to live the way we want to live? Or is it time to say, I want the other brand. I know it's going to cost me more up front, but I want the other brand. It's your decision. It's your choice. I can't make that decision for you. You have to count the cost. You need to look at your life and say, what's it costing me? Is it time? Has the time come truly for me to put Jesus in the driving seat of my life? Your choice. As we head towards Easter, we don't always think about the fact that what happened back there on that Passover was a huge injustice. And unless we understand that injustice, it's nigh on impossible to wrap your heart around the amazing love of God for you in Jesus Christ. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called The Shocking Truth About You, Me, and Barabbas. And it's all about helping you come to grips with just how much God loves you. And at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.